感谢神，让我们可以有今天下午这段时间一同聚集。
We thank the Lord for the time this afternoon that we may gather.
那个帘子可以打开。
Could someone open the blinds in the back?
这样的话可以看得见。
So that we can see you.
这一次我代表教会到印度参加我们灵洗。
I participated in our sister Fionn's West Church.
那我照了一些相片，但是现在正在处理中，等到下个礼拜我可以放给弟兄姊妹看。
I did take some pictures. I'm still working on them. So next week I'll be able to show you some pictures.
可以让大家看看英俊潇洒的新郎，印度新郎。
I'll show you our sister's Indian groom.
希云要我代表他谢谢弟兄姊妹为他的祷告，为他所有的爱心的奉献。
And Sister Fionn would like to thank you for all of your prayers and your gifts and your support.
他现在跟他的这个夫婿一起在服侍主把他们放在那个工厂上面。
And she and her husband are co-working in the same ministry that the Lord has placed them in right now.
Yeah. 那么我现在就把要讲的这些内容呢，等到我东西弄好了，我一起跟有组织性的来把他们在那里的工作跟大家有一点介绍。今天我只是点到为止。
I will share with you their ministry. I will.Put that together along with the photos in a more organized presentation to you. And today I just want to briefly mention this.
我们还是要继续来讲我们的系列，就是天上的异象。
And today we'll continue our series of topics on heavenly vision.
请我们打开出埃及记。
Please turn to Exodus.
我们今天要读的经文是十九章。
In chapter 19,
第十九章第三节
，verse 3。
我要从第三节念到。第六节
From verse 3 to 6.
那么我念一节中文，然后 Vicky 念一节英文。
And we'll just alternate reading it from the pulpit.
摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他，你要这样告诉雅各家，晓谕以色列人说。
You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
如今，你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel.
然后二十节
Verse 20
耶和华降临在西乃山顶上耶和华召摩西上山顶摩西就上去然后我们就跳到二十章第一节
Chapter 20, verse 1
我们要念到十七节
1 to 17
也是一样轮流来读
And we'll alternate reading it
神吩咐这一切话说我是耶和华你的神曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来
You shall have no other gods before me
不可为自己雕刻偶像也不可做什么形象仿佛上天下地和地底下 水中的百物。
You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me.
爱我，守我诫命的，我必向他，向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. Six days you shall labor and do all your work.
但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日，这一日你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做。
For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐的地上得以长久。
You shall not murder.
不可奸淫。
You shall not steal.
不可做假见证陷害人。
You shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
然后我们来看第二十五章。
Chapter
25. 二十五章第九节。
Verse 9.
从第一节先念第一节第二节。
We'll start from verses 1 and 2.
然后念第九节。
And then verse 9.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，
Tell the sons of Israel to raise a contribution for me. From every man whose heart moves him, you shall raise my contribution.
第九节我们一起念，中文英文一起。
Verse 9, we'll read this together.
制造帐幕和其中一切器具都要照我所指示你的样式。到四十节。
And then verse 40.
要谨慎做这些物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
See that you make them after the pattern for them, which was shown to you on the mountain.
二十六章。
Chapter 26,
三十节
verse 30.
要照着在山上指示你的样式立起帐幕。
Then you shall erect a tabernacle according to its plan, which had been shown in the mountain.
二十七章
Chapter 27,
第八节
verse 8.
要用板做坛，坛是空的。都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
You shall make a hollow with planks, as it was shown to you in the mountain, so they shall make it.
三十一章。
Chapter
31. 十八节。
Verse 18.
我们一起来念。
Let's read this together.
耶和华在西乃山和摩西说完了话，就把两块法板交给他，这是用神用指头写的石板。这里中文的翻译两块法板。
Here's these are the two tablets.
这个也可以翻译成这个法板这个字。叫做见证的石板。
Or you can call tablets of the testimony.
That's right. 这个法这个字啊，我不知道中文为什么选了这个法，法这个字是见证这个意思。所以是见证就是 testimony.
So these are the two tablets of the testimony.
那么就是说这两块石板就摩西手上拿两块是刻着什么东西呢？
So these two stone tablets that Moses carried had on it
十诫，神的诫命。
The Ten Commandments.
对，这个我们中文翻译叫法版。
The Chinese translation called Tablets of the Law.
啊，但是我们实在不是很能够领会这两个字，领会的准确应该叫做见证的石板。
The more correct and more appropriate translation would be the tablets of the testimony.
啊，所以在圣经里面讲到见证这个字的时候
，So when the Bible mentions the word testimony，
在旧约就是指着十诫说的。
It refers to the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament.
那么这个两块法板放在哪里呢
？And where are these two tablets placed？
约柜里。
In the Ark of the Testimony.
所以约柜被称为见证的柜。
That's why it's called the Ark of the Testimony.
这是约柜的全名。
That's the whole name for this Ark.
那么因为约柜里面有法版，所以它叫做见证的柜。
Because the Ark holds the tablets, that's why it's called the Ark of the Testimony.
那么这个约柜又在哪里呢
？And where is that Ark placed?
在会幕里，对不对
？Inside the tabernacle.
所以这个会幕也就被称为，猜一猜叫什么
？And what's that tabernacle called?
见证的帐幕。
The tabernacle of the testimony.
懂吗？所以你就知道这个见证这件事情是整个犹太人的中心。
So the testimony is really the key to the Jewish belief.
因为在十二个支派，搭这个搭营的时候就。
So when the 12 tribes set up camps,
东南西北,
in every direction,
每一个方向三个支派,
there are three tribes settled in each direction.
那他们中心是什么呢?
And in the middle of all of them,
就是这个会幕,
is the tabernacle.
那么这个会幕, 它的中心是约柜,
and the heart of the tabernacle is the Ark of the Testimony.
那么约柜里面的中心就是这两块石板。
And the heart of the ark is the tablets of the testimony.
所以整个你就会发现这个见证是犹太人的核心。
So the testimony is the heart of the Jewish people.
好，这是我要稍微解释的这个词。
So this is just my brief explanation of this word.
那么我们上一次
The last time I shared
我是讲到摩西异象的第一部分。
I shared on the first part of Moses' vision.
那今天呢，我是要讲摩西异象的第二部分。
And today I'll talk about the second part of Moses' vision.
但是我也知道大家的记忆力跟我的记忆力都是差不多的。
And I know that your capacity for memory is a lot like mine.
差不多过一段时间就记不住了。
Which means after a while you don't remember anything.
所以我需要稍微复习一下。
So I'll give you a brief review.
摩西的异象分成三个部分。
There are three parts to Moses' vision.
他圣经告诉我们，他在四十岁的时候左右，他见到第一个异象。
Bible tells us that when he was approximately 40 years old, he saw the first vision.
这段异象记载在哪里呢
？And that was recorded in.
有谁记得？
Who remembers where it was in the Bible?
第一次讲到摩西的异象的时候，是记载在希伯来书。
The first recording of Moses' vision is recorded in Hebrews.
打开希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章，他说摩西十一章二十四节到二十七节
verses 24 to 27
摩西因着信长大就不肯称为法老的女儿之子他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵因他想望所要得的赏赐他就因着信就离开埃及不怕王怒因为他恒心忍耐下面我们一起念如同看见那不能看见的主
By faith Moses when he had grown up refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen.
这里有一个青年人。
Here we have a young man.
他本来是长在埃及皇宫里头。
He grew up in the palaces of Egypt.
是法老的女儿的养子。
He was the adopted son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他学尽了这个埃及一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
He learned all the knowledge that Egyptian education can provide. He was very eloquent and very wise.
从世界青年人的眼光来看他。
From the viewpoint of all young people of the world.
那真是多少年轻人做梦都盼望他们能够像摩西这样成功。
All the young people of the world would desire to be as successful as Moses.
可是他却有一天做了一件谁也没有想到的事情。
But one day he did something that was unthinkable.
他说我要离开这一个皇宫。
He wanted to leave the palace.
他要与他的百姓生活在一起。
He wanted to be with his people.
他宁可放弃这一切的荣华富贵。
He rather give up all these riches.
他也不怕王栽培他这么多年，现在忽然间离开而生气，他不怕。
And he wasn't afraid of the wrath of the king, who could be very upset that he had invested so much in this person.
你怎么样解释这样奇怪的一个改变？
How do you explain such a strange transition?
圣经给我们一个很好的注解。
The Bible gave us a good explanation.
是什么？
That is,
他看见那不能看见的主。
He saw something. He saw him who is unseen.
那么他，我们知道他是几岁离开埃及的皇宫。
And we know that he was how old when he left Egypt?
40岁。
He was 40.
所以他的人生的改变，整个人生方向的改变，是因为这个异象。
So the direction of his life changed because of that vision.
他看见了耶稣。
He saw Jesus.
那他这里说得很清楚，不是肉眼的看见，而是心眼的看见。
Not seeing him with his physical eyes, but in his heart he saw it.
他带着一个很大的使命，他要来与他的同胞一起生活在一起，把他们带离这一个法老的暴政。
He has this great mission to want to be with his people so that he can save them from Egypt.
但是事实并不是如这个青年人所想象的。
But in reality, it didn't quite happen as he had imagined.
付了这么大的代价。
He paid a heavy price.
他以为他的同胞会欣赏他。
He thought that his people will appreciate him.
会跟他站在一起。
And they will stand with him.
但是没有想到事实刚好相反。
But indeed, it didn't happen.
所以他变成一个逃亡者。
So he became a fugitive.
这个故事我想我们大部分人都知道的。
And I think we all know that story.
那么他跑到哪里去了呢？
And where did he run to?
到旷野。
He ran into the desert.
去放羊。
To become a shepherd.
做了一个默默无闻的一个牧羊人。
He became a quiet shepherd.
不可一世的埃及的王子今天变成一个默默无人没有人知道的一个逃亡的牧羊人。
This great prince of Egypt became this quiet, almost invisible shepherd in the wilderness.
这样子又过了四十年。
And he spent another 40 years there.
有一天他看到第二个异象。
One day he saw the second vision.
他在牧羊的时候。
When he was shepherding his sheep.
他忽然间看见有一个一团的荆棘，可是上面有火烧着。
He saw a bush, a drying bush with it being on fire.
烧着烧着，旷野荆棘着火不稀奇。
It's not unusual to see a bush catching on fire in a desert. But what is strange is
火在那里烧。
It's burning.
可是荆棘呢？却没有烧坏。
But the bush wasn't dying.
所以火跟荆棘是共存，荆棘本身 没有遭到变成灰，没有变成烧成灰。
It's like the fire is on top of the bush, but it wasn't burning the bush to ashes.
这是摩西从来没看过。
And that's something that Moses never seen.
所以他就进走进这个稀奇的事情。
So he approached this phenomenon.
他就听见在荆棘里面突然间有声音向他说话。
And he heard a voice calling out to him.
摩西，摩西。
Calling out Moses.
把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
Remove the sandals from your feet.
因为你所站的是圣地。
For you are standing on holy ground.
然后就有一段对话。
And then a conversation ensued.
这是摩西在八十岁所看见的异象。
And that is a vision that Moses saw when he was 80 years old.
这个异象让解释了他过去的四十年。
That vision explained his life in the last 40 years.
因为他那个四十年他写过一篇诗，这诗篇九十篇。
He wrote Psalm 90 during those 40 years.
他回顾我的一生，好像洪水，就是洪水冲掉了。
He thought of his last 40 years as if it's washed away by flood.
好像睡了一觉。
As if it's a long sleep.
好像生长的草。
As if weeds that just grew
up. 好像一声长的叹息。
As if it's a long sigh.
我的人的一生是七十岁，若是强壮，可以活八十岁。
He said, "A man's life is 70. If you're strong, you may live to be 80."
所有能够夸口的、勤夸的，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
You can only pride on yourself on the toiling and all your hard works, but it's all in vain.
所以当他看到这个异象的时候
，So when he saw that vision,
他知道那个火是预表神的自己。
And he understood immediately that fire represents God's self.
神在这里呼召他，要用他。
And God is speaking to him, wanting to use him.
神告诉他，你就是那个荆棘。
And said to him that you are like that bush.
你在这个旷野是一个钱不值的这个荆棘而已。
You're like a bush in the desert, which is not worth anything.
但是今天神要用你。
But today God will use you.
所以你就知道，他第二个异象所看见的是看见他自己。
So the second vision, Moses saw himself.
同时更认识了这位向他说话的是谁。
At the same time, having a better understanding of this person who is speaking to him.
是他祖宗的神，亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
That he is the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
他答应他百姓的呼求，现在要兴起这个仆人来做器皿。来完成神要托付他的使命。
And he has heard his people's cry from Egypt. Now he will rise up the servant in Moses to fulfill his will.
在他对他整个的一生失去盼望的时候。
At the time in Moses' life where he has lost hope for his life.
神成为他的盼望。
And God became his hope.
神成为他整个前面侍奉的那个内容。
God became the entire content of his service in the future.
以前他凭着自己的抱负自己的才能自己的雄心大志可是他的侍奉没有带出任何属灵的价值
In the past he wanted to serve with his own abilities his own ambition but there's really but his service was not worth anything
可是今天神要真正的使用他
But today God will really use him
所以我们能够知道异象给我们一面是认识神是谁。
So we know that vision on one hand help us to understand who God is.
因着认识他，他能够有个力量离开法老的宫，皇宫。
Through seeing this vision, through understanding God, Moses had the bravery to leave the palace of Egypt.
但是还不能够构成一个人侍奉神的那一个道路。
But that doesn't quite pave the way for his service to God.
我们必须一个青年人除了第一个意象之外他需要经过第二个意象
As a young person, he needed a second vision.
让我们看见真正自己的本相是什么
Help us to see who we really are.
在神的工作里头不是靠我们天然人的聪明智慧精力才干
In God's work, it's not for us to rely on our own abilities, our own ambitions, and our own knowledge.
我们不过是荆棘而已
We're just bushes
我们只有把自己完完全全的放在神的手里让荣耀的神 来使用我们。
We can only put ourselves in the hands of God and asking Him to use us.
这样就带进了第三个意象，就是今天我们要讲。
Then this leads us to the third vision, which is something we'll talk about today.
那我今天带大家念了很多的圣经。
I led you to read several scriptures today.
在这第三个意象里头，神就把他真正要摩西所做的事情，他的内涵启示出来。
In the third vision, God revealed to Moses what exactly He wants him to do.
那你就会发现，整个的这个第三个意象用两个部分来构成的。
And this third vision is constructed of two parts.
第一个部分
，first part，
是那两块法板所代表的十诫。
First part speaks of the Ten Commandments, which is written on the two tablets.
第二个部分就是那个十诫放在那个帐幕的里头。
The second part is placing the two tablets in the tabernacle.
然后在整个我们刚刚读的最重复读出现的一句话是什么？
And of all the verses we read, what is that one repeating verse?
四次。
It was repeated four times.
照着山上所指示你的样式。
Just as it was shown to you on the mountain.
所以你就发现神对摩西讲话要一次、两次、三次、四次，这表示什么意思？
So you see that when God was speaking to Moses, he spoke to him not once but twice, three times and four times. What does that mean?
你在家里对你儿子讲话讲四次，他要说什么？
When you tell your son something four times, what would his response be?
烦死了，烦死了，知道了，知道了，对不对？
He'll say, I know, you're so annoying.
但是摩西有没有在神面前说，我知道了，够了，够了，不用再提了。
Did Moses say, that's enough, God, I know.
没有。
No, he didn't say that.
摩西通通听在他的心里。
He heard every word and he remembered in his heart.
他全部写下。
And he wrote them down.
因为他知道为什么神这样子苦口婆心一次再一次多次的来提醒摩西呢？
Because he knew why it was important for God to reiterate to him so many times.
因为他不是不知道摩西是一个很聪明的人。
Because it's not because God doesn't know that Moses was a smart man.
对不对？摩西是一个才子啊。
Moses is quite sharp, very, very sharp.
可是你要知道，我们人一有才华，我们的点子就很多，对不对？
But we know that the more talented you are, the more ideas you come up for yourself.
同意吗？
You agree?
我们在座大部分都是才子佳人。
A lot of us here are very talented people.
我们的点子很多的。
And we have a lot of ideas.
侍奉神。
When we serve God, though,
不能有人的点子。
You can't come up with your own ideas.
神对摩西说，每一件事情你都必须怎么样，照着山上启示你的样子。
God said to Moses, in everything that you do, do according to as it was shown you on the mountain.
这是侍奉神的最中心的一个原则。
That is a key principle in serving God.
如果我们要侍奉神，
If we want to serve God,
我们一定要认识这个原则。
We have to understand that principle.
今天我们看基督教的这个世界，
Today we look at Christianity in this world.
有很多很多所谓侍奉神的工作。
There are many types of work that's considered serving God.
我们自己在家里，你要接多少的这些传单信息，这个那个这个报那个杂志，太多了。
You get all these newspapers and magazines at home.
有没有？那你如果到我们团契中心来，那你会发现我们从外地接到的这些真是铺天盖地，各式各样的机构，各式各样的工作，都是要来请你买，请你捐钱，请你做这个，请你做那个。
Here also we get all kinds of mail and flyer from different organizations asking for your support, asking for your money, asking for your help.
都是基督教的工作，都是用上帝的名来做的。
There are works considered Christian works associated with serving God.
但是，大 到底在这么多反反复复一大堆东西里头，哪一些是真正是合神心意的呢？
But in all these piles and piles of requests, which are really according to God's heart?
那么你怎么样来鉴别它呢？
Now how do you discern between all these things?
原则就在这。
You'll find a principle here.
按照什么？山上启示的样式。
As it was shown you on the mountain.
所以我们自己人想出来的东西都叫做草木和谐。
All these ideas that we thought of ourselves are considered wood, straw, and stubble.
虽然我们美其名为啊侍奉神，我们挂上帝的招牌。
We may call it God's work and try to qualify as God's work.
可能凭着你人的本事可以做的轰轰烈烈。
And it may be something that you can build into a grand scale by your own power.
但是你会发现有一天在神的眼中他说我不认识你。
But you will discover one day God will look at you and say I do not know you.
你记得吗？马太福音里面不是说了吗？
Remember in Matthew?
我奉你的名传道。
Where it said did I not preach in your name?
我奉你的名医病赶鬼行异能。
Did I not heal according to your name? Did I not chase out demons in your name?
我们一看那一段圣经我们觉得传道当然是圣功了。
When we look at that passage, we'll say, preaching your word, that's God's work.
赶鬼是圣功了。
Casting out demons, that's God's work.
行异能，这也是圣功了。
Performing miracles, that's God's work.
如果今天彭传道在这里，又这三样都有三样大本事的话，
If you have a preacher standing here with all these abilities,
你想我要变成什么样的名传道？
You would think I would be a famous preacher, right?
人都要把你捧上天了。
People would really try to,
又会讲道，又能够赶鬼，又能够行异能，一按手，什么病都好了。
If you can preach the word, if you can heal, if you can chase out demons, if you can, put your hand on someone and heal someone,
马上这个名声就响当当了，对不对？
You would become famous overnight.
应该得神的大冠冕了，对不对？
You should get a big old crown from God.
但是你绝对没有想到耶稣说
But you couldn't imagine Jesus would say to you, I do not know you.
那个人会说我不是都是奉耶稣的名做的吗？你怎么说不认识我呢？
That person would say, did I not do all these things in Jesus' name? How could you say?
耶稣说你是作恶的。
Jesus would call him an evildoer.
这是做梦也没有想到。
That's something that you wouldn't even think of.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们讲到侍奉神，
When we talk about serving God,
不是凭己意来侍奉神。
It's not serving God with our own ideas.
必须像这里摩西神启示给摩西，你要侍奉我，我训练你这八十年。
It has to be like Moses' experience when God said, "I trained you for 80 years for you to serve me."
为什么要花这么大的代价把你训练到这一天
？Why take so much to train him to this point?
把你的脚上的鞋脱下来，这句话代表什么意思
？When he said to Moses, "Remove your sandals from your feet," what does that mean?
在古时候
，In the olden days,
只有主人是穿鞋的。
Only the master of the house wears shoes.
奴隶是没有资格穿鞋的。
Slaves don't have shoes.
所以当神呼召他的时候
，So when God called to Moses.
对摩西的第一句话就是说把你的脚上的鞋脱下来
His first request was for Moses to remove his sandals
意思是什么
What does that mean?
你在我的面前
It means when
你所站的地位是仆人的地位
It means for Moses to understand that the position in which he stood before God was the position of a servant
我们每一个到神的面前来学侍奉的人
Each one of us who are trying to learn to serve God
我们先要知道我们的地位是什么
We have to first understand what our position is
在神的家里我们的地位是儿子
In God's household, our position is his son
那是很了不得的
That's a great position
但是一谈到侍奉神
But when it comes to serving God
你就要站在仆人的地位
You have to stand in the position of a servant
仆人最重要的一件事
The most important thing for a servant to do
是这里
is in his ear
这是什么
What is that?
听主人的声音
To hear the words of the master
听主人的命令
To hear the commands of the master
他怎么讲
Whatever the master says
你怎么做
You do
所以 第一件事情神对摩西要求就是把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
That's why God's first request to Moses was to remove his sandals.
你在我的面前是做我的仆人。
Because as Moses stood before God, he's a servant.
现在主把山上的样式启示给他。
Now God showed him the model of the mountain.
告诉他侍奉我必须按照我所告诉你的每一个细节。
And said to him, the way you serve me, you have to conduct every detail as I showed you on the mountain.
这非常不容易的。
That's very difficult.
如果我们学过这样事情的话，你就知道一个老师傅，你做他的学徒，他对你的要求非常严格。
If you understood, if you were ever an apprentice to an old master, you would know the strict requirements of the master.
我们一生都要来学怎么样来服侍这位荣耀的神。
In our lives, we have to learn how to serve this master.
不简单啊。
And that's not easy.
侍奉神真是我们一生要学习的。
Serving God is something that we have to learn all our lives.
那么第二个重点。
The second important thing.
就是神启示这个法本。
Is that God revealed to Moses these two tablets.
那么就是那个十条诫命。
The Ten Commandments.
十条诫命是讲什么？
And what do these two Ten Commandments speak of?
你会发现第一块石板是四条诫命。
On the first tablet, there are four commandments.
头四条诫命都是讲到神。
These four, first four commandments speak of relationship with God.
他是独一的神。
That he is the one and only God.
你不可以再雕刻任何的形象来说这是神。来拜这个偶像。
You can't make yourself an idol and call its likeness God.
所以第一个部分是讲到神的属性。
So the first part speaks of God's character.
我们的神不是哑巴的偶像。
Our God is not a mute and deaf idol.
我们的神不是人创造出来的。
Our God is not something that man made.
我们的神是创造万有的神。
Our God is the creator of all things.
他是独一的神。
He is the one and only God.
除他以外没有别的。
Aside from him, there's nothing else.
这是神的见证。
This is the testimony of God.
第二块法本。
The second tablet.
六条诫命。
There are six commandments on it.
六条诫命是讲到人与神之间的关系，人与人之间的关系。
These six commandments spoke of the relationship between man and God and man and men.
任何一个人
for any person
违背这十条中间十条诫命的中间任何一条
who committed sin against any one of the commandments
你就是违背了神的见证
that means you've committed sin against God's testimony
结局是什么
and what is your consequence、
任何一条诫命如果你违背的话这个结局是什么
If you violated any of the commandments, your consequences is death.
所以这件事情是很严肃的事情。
So this is a very serious matter.
所以你会发现，当神颁布这个十条诫命的时候，哎呀，那个西乃山是一个很可怕的地方。
So when God handed down the Ten Commandments, the Mount Sinai was a terrifying place.
有闪电。
There was lightning.
有雷轰。
And thunder.
有黑暗。
And darkness.
有强烈的这个。大的脚声很像很强的声音
There's very loud noises
两百万以色列人男女老幼通通站在那个西乃山下
All these 2 million Israelites stood at the foot of Mount Sinai
圣经形容那些人什么感觉
The Bible describes these people's reaction as being what? As trembling in fear
害怕
They were fearful
因为神在这里把他的自己来启示给他的选民
Because God revealed himself to his people.
所以这个神是轻慢不得的神在那个地方就完全表明出来了
So our God is not a God you want to anger and he showed that side of him there.
所以他要摩西来跟犹太人说我把你们从埃及像老鹰一样背出来带来归我
That's why he wants Moses to say to the people, I led you out of Egypt as on eagle's wings to bring you to myself.
如果你们遵行我的诫命,
If you obey my commandments,
你们就可以做我的子民,
you can be my people.
然后也做我的祭司。
And you can be my priests.
来侍奉。
To serve me.
这是神对他们的呼召与他们的要求。
That's a calling, a requirement of God to his people.
那我刚刚说了，这个意象，这个第三个意象。
As I said earlier, this third vision of Moses.
它包括了一个部分是这两块法板。
Including a few parts. One part is the tablets.
一部分是讲到这一个会幕。
The other part is the tabernacle.
这是他摩西整个在这个意象里面所看见的这一个丰富的启示。
This is the abundant vision that Moses saw.
那么这十条诫命是讲到神自己的属性，他对他儿女他的选民的要求。
So these Ten Commandments spoke first of God's character and then of His requirement to His children.
你们是我的见证，记得这句话吗？你们是我的见证。
God said to them, You are my testimony.
因为这一批人是神特别从埃及把他们怎么样救出来的。
Because these people are special. God especially brought them out of Egypt.
这帮人是在万民中被分别为圣的一群。
These are people who were separated by God.
神要向这个世界来表明他的自己。
God wants to demonstrate to the world his character.
这个世界不认识神是谁。
This world didn't know who God was.
现在神要借着这一群人
Now through these people
来表明他的自己。
God wants to reveal himself to the world.
这个叫做见证。
That's what testimony means.
见证就是你所看见的来把它表明出来。
Testimony means demonstrating what you've seen.
那么我怎么样把摩西看见的这一个意象跟我们今天拉在一起了。
How do I infer what Moses saw into our own lives today?
这件事情是发生在离我们有 多远？ 3,500 年前。
This thing that happened to Moses is what, 3,500 years ago from us.
那我把它拉到用把那么远的旧约拉到我们新约的光里面来看。
And let's try to look at this matter of the Old Testament in the light of the New Testament.
好，我们请打开圣经最后一本书。
Turn with me to the last book of the Bible.
启示录第一章。
In Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter
1. 第二节。
In verse 2.
注意看这个字见证。
Let's look at the word testimony in this verse.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
Who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw.
然后我们跳到第九节。
And in verse 9.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，下面我们一起念，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证曾在那名叫巴摩海岛的海岛上。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in a tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
这里你又看到耶稣基督的什么见证。
Here we see again the phrase testimony of Jesus.
那么如果你再往后走到十二章。
And then in chapter
12. 十一节。
Verse 11.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和我们下面一起念自己所见证的道他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
And they overcame him because of the blood of the lamb and because of the word of their testimony and they did not love their life even when faced with death.
十七节。
Verse 17.
龙向妇人发怒去，和向发怒向妇人发怒去，与他其余的儿女征战。这儿女，下面我们一起念，就是那守神诫命、为耶稣做见证的。那时，龙就站在海边的沙上。
So the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her children, who keep the commandments of God and hold on to the testimony of Jesus.
像这样的耶稣的见证，这些弟兄的见证，在启示录里面一直出现好多次。
You see the phrase testimony of Jesus or the word testimony throughout Revelation.
所以一面你看见见证最先出现是在这个约柜的石板。
So on one hand you see that the testimony first appeared on the tablets.
然后你到了圣经的结束，你再看见约翰所看见的这个异象。
But at the end of the Bible you see the heavenly vision of John.
还是提到见证这个词。
It still mentions testimony.
讲到耶稣的见证。
The testimony of Jesus.
所以你就可以知道神心目中他在这个地上要做的是什么事。
So you know in God's heart he wants to do this on earth.
就是要找到一个器皿。
To find for himself a vessel.
把神是谁。
And take who God is.
他的心意他的自己来启示给这个世界。
Take who God is and what God's heart is and reveal it to the world.
律十条诫命本身是神的见证。
The Ten Commandments themselves are testimony of God.
然后你会发现旧约的这些人是这个见证人。
And these people in the Old Testament are God's witnesses.
对不对？这些犹太人应当做这个见证人。
The Israelites are witnesses to God's testimony.
你到新约的时候，你看到同样的原则。
Then the same principle applies in the New Testament.
那个见证。本来是写在石板上的那个律法
the law the original testimony which was written on the tablets
但是人因为人的软弱就守不住这个律法
but these laws cannot be kept because of human weaknesses
啊，然后神就把我们带进了恩典的时代。
Then God brought us into a stage of grace.
这个律法今天怎么成功在我们的身上呢
？How can that law be perfected in our lives today?
只有一个方法。
Only one way.
借着谁
？By whom?
神的儿子耶稣基督。
By the Son of God, Jesus.
他来成就了神的律法。
He came to fulfill God's law.
记得主耶稣来说，人子来不是要废掉律法，乃是成全。
Remember Jesus said the Son of Man did not come to abolish the law but to fulfill the law.
全世界只有一个人能够成全神的律法。
There is only one person in this whole world who can fulfill God's law.
他就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
And that's the Son of God Jesus.
他是神的见证。
He is the testimony of God.
所以神的见证到新约的时候就变成是谁了。
So God's testimony when it comes to the New Testament age it becomes...
耶稣基督神的儿子
It becomes Jesus.
耶稣基督是神的见证
Jesus is the testimony of God.
也就是耶稣的见证这就是这里所讲的这个重要的这个词
That is also the testimony of Jesus, which is the phrase you see in Revelation.
那么约翰与我们这一群蒙恩的儿女们
So John, along with all of us, God's children today,
是为这个耶稣的见证做耶稣见证的见证人
are witnesses to this testimony of Jesus
对不对所以你到我们刚刚念的这些地方弟兄胜过他乃是因为羔羊的血与自己所见证的道
in the verses we said they overcame him because of the blood of the lamb and because of the word of their testimony
我希望没有把大家讲的混了头了
I hope I didn't just confuse all of you
这个部分是比较深的
That is a pretty deep point
但是我要让弟兄姊妹在认识上要知道摩西这个意象是在整个旧约里面 来到了他的核心了。
But I do want you to understand that this testimony, the vision that Moses saw, will is brought into the New Testament.
原则没有变。
Principle has not changed.
只是现在越来越怎么样？
It just becomes, it becomes deeper.
啊，它的核心还是讲到这个天上的异象。
The core is still the heavenly vision.
好，那我现在再把它拉到现在。
So bring it even closer to today.
我们是耶稣的见证。
We are the testimony of Jesus.
或者说的更准确一点，教会是。这个见证
or more accurately, the church is that testimony.
因为教会是耶稣的什么身体
Because the church is Jesus' body.
所以教会就来为耶稣在地上做见证
So the church is to bear that testimony for Jesus on earth.
好所以你就知道今天教会在地上他做的见证的内容是什么
So what is the content of the church's testimony today?
就是耶稣所是父神所是
They are to testify to who Jesus is and who the Father is
那就是那个石板那两块石板所见证出来的那十条诫命讲到神与人
That is the same as the Ten Commandments which spoke of God and God's relationship with men
礼拜二
On Tuesday
一个重要的选举
We have a very important election
弟兄姊妹以基督徒你要怎么选
As a Christian, how will you vote?
我们的标准是什么
What is our standard?、
什么是基督徒来在这一个重要的选择上我们应该怎么选
What is a Christian's choice in this important election?
你就会发现从基督徒的眼光我们来做选择的时候
You'll see that if we choose from a Christian perspective
我们就要来衡量有没有符合这个见证
We have to value whether or not this matches up to the testimony
我们盼望在这里站在这个世界来代表这个国家我们这要投这个神圣的一票
We hope this is a very important vote that we cast because this person that we vote for will stand in the world representing this country.
我们怎么选?
How do we choose?
哦，你说跟我们没有关系，错了。
You may say it has nothing to do with us, and that's wrong.
我们是在这个世界为神做见证。
We are bearing God's testimony in this world.
对不对？那么今天我们面临的有好多好多不同的重要的事件 issues
we face many important issues
但是你如果用这个十条诫命的见证来衡量这许许多的不同的问题
but if you measure these issues against the testimony of the Ten Commandments
教会今天在地上面临的问题太多了
The church faces many problems in this world.
但是从实际的眼光来看
But if you look from the perspective of the Ten Commandments,
你就会发现我们这个时代已经来到了一个很在过去没有像现在那么尖锐的问题
You find that we've come to a point where things have never been so critical before.
堕胎
The issue of abortion.
从诫命十条诫命来看
If you look from the Ten Commandments perspective,
堕胎违背第几诫
It violates which commandment?
啊？不可杀人
It says, thou shalt not murder.
对不对
Right?
今天为什么我们把一个胎儿就把它堕掉
Why do we allow the abortion of a fetus?
教会应该很清楚地向这个世界表明不可杀人
The church should take a clear standpoint of the Ten Commandments which is thou shalt not murder
同性恋
Homosexuality
违背哪一个诫命
Which commandment does it violate?
不可奸淫，对不对？
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
还有哪一条？
Which other one?
你现在要布什总统要对付这个问题。
Today, as our president wants to address this issue,
或者说这个要立修宪来重新定义什么叫做婚姻。
Or to rewrite the law to determine the definition of marriage.
这个问题是跟哪一条诫命有关？
What does, which commandment relates to this issue?
啊，最起码第五戒。
The very least, the fifth commandment.
他说孝敬什么父母，所以这就定义出什么东西来了。
Where it says honor your father and mother.
啊，家庭是建立在父亲与母亲这个关系上面。
It tells us that relationship of family is based on the father.
今天人要重新定义家庭的话，不管是父父也好，母母也好，或者父跟驴也好。
If people want to rewrite the definition of a marriage of family, whether it be a father and a father, a mother or a mother,
或者人跟动物
or man and animal,
美其名为人权
you can call it human rights,
对不对？人的自由
or your freedom of choice.
但是从见证的眼光来看
but from the viewpoint of our testimony,
我们是公开的违背什么？神的见证。
We are openly violating God's testimony.
今天不但世人违背这个见证，连所谓的基督教的教会也违背这个见证。
Today, not only people of the world are violating this testimony, even people in the Christian church are violating this testimony.
所以你就知道，我刚刚说，我们今天这个教会，我不是指单单指我们这个教会，是指的整体来说，神整个在这个21世纪的地上的教会。
When I mention church, I mean not just this church, but God's church in this 21st century.
我们所面临的问题是非常严重的问题。
We as a church are facing a very serious issue.
是在这个世界，整个人对神的这个见证，根本就是完全践踏在人权底下。
Because in this world, men's testimony of God has been trampled under the slogan of human rights.
用人权来概括神的见证。
We're calling it human rights. We're covering up God's testimony.
如果教会没有起来，来把这件事情来对付的话，
If the church does not rise and deal with this issue,
将来神要找他的儿女来算账。
One day God will come back and settle accounts with his children.
当这个世界走向一个方向的时候，
When the world is going down one path,
为什么神的儿女不讲话呢？
How come God's children do not stand up?
为什么神的教会不起来说我们反对这件事情呢？
How come God's church didn't say we're against it?
我们的选票是怎么投的呢？
How do we cast our votes?
我们有没有为这件事情好好在神面前为这个事情祷告呢？
Do we seriously pray for this election before God.
所以当我在思想这个题目的时候，
When I'm pondering upon today's topic,
一个很重的负担，
I have a heavy burden.
教会要祷告，
for the church to pray.
所以我如果注意看今天的报告，
So if you will look at today's announcements,
我要求弟兄姊妹礼拜一礼拜二这两天的早上，
I'm asking brothers and sisters in the morning of this coming Monday and Tuesday,
你如果起得来，
If you're able to get up at that time,
我们来这里祷告。
Let's come here and pray.
六点半到八点。
From 6:30 to 8 a.m.
你什么时候能够来？什么时候要走？自由。
Anytime between that time frame, you can come during in the middle of it.
但是教会要祷告。
But the church has to pray.
因为这个问题不是单单用选票来解决的。
Because these issues are not solved just by casting votes.
因为圣经说得很清楚，
because、
我们不是与属血气的什么。征战。
Because the Bible tells us clearly that we're not just battling the things of the flesh.
整个这个东西的问题是属灵征战的问题，是灵界的问题。
This is the battle in the spiritual realm.
灵界的问题就是靠祷告来解决。
And battles of the spiritual realm are settled through prayer.
教会有权柄。
The church has the authority.
我们可以抓住神给教会的权柄，在地上捆绑的在天上就要捆绑，在地上释放的在天上释放。
We can hold on to the authority that God has given to this church. Whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we lose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
这是在哪里来对付的呢？是在祷告里面来对付的。
And that's to be done through prayer.
所以今天我们所面临的时代是一个弯曲悖谬为公开违背神的一个时代。
We're facing this generation that's corrupt and depraved and openly violating God's commandments.
如果我们没有好好的祷告，
if we don't pray carefully,
将来如果这个整个的世界朝那个方向去，如果说这个重新定义什么叫做家庭，同性恋是合法的话。
If the world continues down this path and we're able to rewrite the definition of marriage and homosexual marriages are considered legal,
当我站在这个讲台上再讲这篇信息的时候，我是可以被逮捕的。
I can be arrested if I preach against it in the future.
你在学校这样子讲的话，你在学校可以被开除的，因为你犯法。
If you speak against it openly in school, you can be expelled.
听懂了没有？
Do you know what I'm saying?
这是一个美国的基督徒可以在不久的将来受到逼迫一个最容易的一个原因。
This is the easiest reason for Christians in America to be persecuted in the near future.
如果我们没有好好的在神的面前把这个征战看清楚。
If you don't see clearly that this is a battle before God.
如果我们没有在这件事情上付上祷告的代价。
If we don't pay the price of prayer on this matter.
那到那一天事情发生的时候，我们是没有话说的。
Then when things go the other way, then we have nothing to say.
所以我盼望我们要知道，今天我们所面临的不是针对某某人的问题。
I hope you all see that this is not just against a certain person.
今天我们所看见的这个整个的这个潮流是一个灵的运动。
The trend that we're seeing in this world is a spiritual matter.
我曾经说过这件事，今天不妨再提一次。
I've mentioned this before, and I want to mention it again today.
今年2月19号，我从远东回来。
I returned from the Far East on the 19th of February this year.
下飞机是在旧金山下飞机。
I landed in San Francisco.
那天有一件轰动天下的大事发生了。
Something huge happened on that day.
我猛查查，我不知道什么事情。
I just got off a plane. I had no idea what happened.
五秒钟弟兄来接我。
And a brother came to pick me up at the airport.
他说：“东平啊，欢迎你回来。”
And he said, "Brother Pong, welcome back."
告诉你一个坏消息。
Let me tell you a bad news.
我们旧金山市长今天发2000张的同性恋结婚证书。
Today, the mayor of San Francisco passed out 2,000 marriage certificates to gay couples.
美国各地都有人排长龙飞到这个旧金山来得这一张结婚证书。
People from everywhere in the country are flying to San Francisco to try to get a marriage certificate.
我马上对吴弟兄说：“哎呀，不好！我现在怎么跑到了索多玛来了
？”I said to my brother,、it's too bad. I just landed in Sodom."
然后你会发现，旧金山做了这件事情以后，整个美国各地都是在一个月之内，就是纷纷响应 ，Oregon 响应，纽约响应，到处都在响应，都在那里，时髦都要发这个。结婚证书。
And you see that in the following month that ensued everywhere in the country, a lot of states are responding in similar fashion as if it's a trendy thing to do to hand out marriage certificates to gay couples.
所以你看见这是个灵的问题。
You see that as a spiritual matter.
叫做星星之火，可以什么燎原
？It's a little spark that can set off a fire.
这是灵的问题。
It's a spiritual matter.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们基督徒要醒过来，要知道我们现在所处的处境是真是叫做四面什么楚歌。
You see that as Christians we have to wake up and look at our surroundings, see that what we're surrounded with.
要讲的东西太多了。
I have too much to say.
但是我想我不需要在讲什么，我只是把这些问题摆在弟兄姊妹面前。
But I don't want to speak anymore. I just want to place these issues before you.
神的见证是很清楚的。
God's testimony is clear.
这个见证在旧约是如此，在新约没有改变过。
This testimony is so in the Old Testament, it has not changed in the New Testament.
耶稣说，我刚刚说的这样，再重复一次，人子来不是要废掉律法，乃是要什么？成全律法。
Jesus said, the Son of Man did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law.
耶稣又说过一句话。
Jesus also said,
天地可以废去。
Heaven and earth will pass away.
我的话永远不能废去。
My word will not pass away.
所以这个十诫并没有改变。
So the Ten Commandments have not
changed. 人在那里想要变，魔鬼在那里耸动人要变。
Men are changing.
说时代不同了。
The devil is urging men to
change. 找到很多很多理由来说我们这样做是合情合理合法的。
To help us find reasons and excuses to say this is reasonable to change with the times.
现在问题是，到底人是神呢？还是神是神。
But the problem is, are men God or is God God?
如果人是神，那人说了算。
If a man is a God, then whatever man says goes.
对不对？如果人不是神，而神创造宇宙万有的耶和华是神。
But if you recognize the creator of all things is God,
那他说的话算。
Then what he says goes.
那我们就是他的仆人。我们要听他的话。
And we are his servants, so we are to do what he says.
这样我们才配做他的见证人。
Then we're worthy to be called his witnesses.
有代价。
And you have to pay a price.
因为这个见证是魔鬼所恨恶的。
Because the devil hates this testimony.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我想神让我们今天能够传这篇信息在礼拜二之前。
I think the reason I'm able to share this message before Tuesday's election
我想是圣灵安排的
is something I think the Spirit provided and
所以我盼望我们不管你私下的祷告我更要求教会要起来祷告
whether you pray privately yourself and I urge even more the church to rise up and pray together
而且不是平常的祷告而是征战的祷告
Not just the casual prayer But prayer for battle
对我盼望不但我们 礼拜一礼拜二两个早上来祷告
So whether you come to pray with us on Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday morning
可能的话你禁食祷告
If possible at all I ask that you fast and pray
这是严重的问题
Because this is a very serious matter
我不知道你懂不懂这句话的意思非常严重的问题
It's a very serious matter
如果你了解神的心的话你就知道这件事情如果教会没有为神做见证那么神就有他的咒诅要临到这一个土地上
If the church doesn't bear God's testimony for God then God's curse will be on this land
我们低头祷告
Let's bow and pray
爱我们的主我们感谢你
Our Lord who loves us we thank you
因为你也是公义的神
Because you're also a righteous God
你万不以有罪的为无罪
You will not regard those who are sinful as sinless
但是你也是有怜悯有恩典的神
But you're also a merciful God.
当人愿意在你的面前认罪悔改的时候
When people are willing to confess and repent,
你就赦免我们的罪
You will forgive us of our sins.
而且你来称我们为义
And you will reckon us as just.
主要在今天这一个时代
In this generation, today,
人不要神
Men do not want God.
人自己来做神
They want to be God themselves.
人要违背你的见证
Men violate your testimony
主啊世人是何等的愚昧
People of the world are foolish
我们的心眼是瞎了
The eyes of our hearts are blind
主啊求你怜悯这个时代
Lord we pray that you will have mercy upon this generation
求你特别怜悯你自己的教会
Especially have mercy upon your church
让你的教会不是跟这个世界走在一起
that this church would not walk with the rest of the world
让我们配得过来做你的见证
Let us to be worthy to be called your testimony.
让我们知道在这个世界怎么样为主做荣耀的见证。
And help us to know how to bear this glorious testimony for you in this world.
我们也知道魔鬼不甘心要来破坏逼迫你的教会。
And we know that the devil will do what he can to persecute and to destroy your work.
主，但是这是你所允许的。
And we know that you allow it.
因为借着征战得胜，我们的灵命得以长进。
Because through battle, through victory, our spiritual lives will grow.
主啊，我们在这一个危机的时刻。
At this critical time.
求你唤醒你的教会。
We pray, Lord, that you will awake your church.
赐给我们有一个敬畏神的心。
Give us a heart that's fearful of God.
更给我们有一个怜悯的心肠来带祷。
Also give us a soft heart to pray.
让我们做一个这个时代的代祷者。
That we can intercede for this generation.
求你把代祷的灵赐给你的教会。
Give this church a spirit of intercession.
让我们能够站在这个破口来向神祷告。
That we can stand in the gap and pray to God.
求神的旨意能够行在这个地上，如同行在天上。
Pray that God's will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
主啊，我们在这里为着这个征战的求神加添力量。
We pray, Lord, that you would give us strength for this battle.
主啊，我们真是求你给我们每一个弟兄姊妹有一个警醒的心。
And we ask that you give all of us an alert heart.
有愿意祷告的灵。
And a spirit that's willing to pray.
好叫我们能够在这几天真是站在神这边，与神一起同工。
On these critical days, we will stand on God's side and co-work with God.
让祷告真是能够像香一样陈列在达到天上的宝座。
Let our prayers be like incense rising to your throne.
你能够从天上来答应你的自己的旨意。
And you in heaven will fulfill your own will.
让所有你的仇敌都败溃蒙羞。
That all of your enemies will be defeated.
主啊，叫你的名得大荣耀。
May your name receive all the glory.
让你的教会在地上能够得胜。
And your church will receive its victory on earth.
求你听我们众人同心合一的祷告。
We pray that you will hear all of our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 谢谢。